this time on Vet Story.
The rules of horror movies from Scream. You never have sex, you never do drugs, and you never say, I'll be right back.
Your chances of having an accident grow by 52% if you go out on Friday the 13th.
I'm home alone, kind of scared. Think I'll shower.
Gratuitous nudity, most likely.
If you have 13 letters in your name, you're basically cursed. Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer.
A black cat holding a little Nazi mouse.
Two surgeries so botched, someone opted for amputation instead.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Vet Story. I'm your host, Phil Briggs. My first guest in the studio for the Friday the 13th podcast, my colleague Jake Hughes. And Jake, tell me what you're working on.
I'm working on a list of the top 13 cheesy, campy horror flicks.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh yeah, because there's nothing better on Friday the 13th than watching some stupid group of teenagers get themselves killed because they're idiots that don't run away and call the cops.
Right.
Instead, they just stay in the woods and think, oh, everything will be fine.
You know, and it's always the two that go to make out that get killed first. I love that. Like, if I was ever in a, like, dark cabin along a lake in, like, October through November, and it was just us, like, five teenagers, I would not be the guy that says, hey, Jane, come with me. Let's go kiss in the back
room. It's like the rules of horror movies from Scream. You never have sex, you never do drugs, and you never say, I'll be right back.
And you never take a shower. Why is it they always take showers, too? I'm home alone, kind of scared. Think I'll shower.
Gratuitous nudity, most likely. Another hallmark of really good campy horror movies.
Well, let's talk about your list real quick. What do you got on it?
Let's see. One I want to talk about is Sleepaway Camp. It's a slasher flick from the 80s. And y'all, I've watched a lot of horror movies. This is hands down one of the worst I have ever seen. Shots that last way too long, horrible acting, and the single most bizarre, pointless twist in movie cinema history.
Let's go swimming.
Now? What about our clothes?
Take them off.
Okay. This movie has no redeeming qualities, and I could not recommend it higher.
Nice.
I cannot recommend it highly enough. It is just hilarious. You will watch this movie and laugh your butt off the entire time.
That's awesome. Sleepaway Camp?
Sleepaway Camp.
Okay. Next on the list.
Let's see. What other ones can I talk about? Arachnophobia. It's a movie from the 90s starring Jeff Daniels about killer spiders. And I got to be honest, this movie actually gave me arachnophobia. It's a bit of a story. When I saw it when I was 6 years old and with my family, and 2 minutes into it, my feet are up on the couch and I'm rocking back and forth because I'm scared. My sister, I didn't know this, she had already seen the movie. So there's a jump scare in the movie where the huge spider leaps onto someone's shirt. She crawled behind the couch, and right when the spider said bleh, she jumps up and goes bleh. Y'all, I jumped like 5 feet straight out in the air. And I cry uncontrollably for like 2 hours.
Right.
And I've been terrified of spiders ever since. But the movie itself
Are you really scared of spiders?
Terrified. Like, not even kidding. Like, a little itty bitty spider, and I'm like, yeah.
Really?
I can't handle it.
My bearded, brawny, badass colleague, Army vet, DI, the whole nine, you're scared.
Terrified of spiders. I cannot deal. Cannot hang. Nope. Can't do it. The movie itself, though, looking back on what I remember, is actually pretty good. It's got some good humor in it.
Okay.
And it's a good movie.
Nice. All right, next on the list?
The number one, I'll spoil it, the number one on the list is The Evil Dead. The classic Sam Raimi flick. That it's one of the few that really manages to balance real horror and with absurdity and sheer, you know, what are they doing? But at the same time, maintains that atmosphere of dread throughout the whole movie. There's some genuinely creepy moments in that movie, but also moments where you're like, what? What the heck is that?
Quickly, Evil Dead. Why is it like I'm drawing a blank on that?
Bruce Campbell.
Okay,
you know Bruce Campbell is. It's one of the original, you know, schlocky horror movies from the 80s.
Right.
About a bunch of college students that go to the woods, they read from the Necronomicon Ex Mortis, the Book of the Dead,
okay,
and they'll wake a bunch of demons in the woods that possess them, and it's a far-out movie that I suggest everyone, if you're into bad horror movies, this one's one of the best.
I like it, man. Pop yourself some corn, grab a seat on the couch, and Jake Hughes with the movie reviews that you need. Awesome, brother. Have yourself as scary as Friday the 13th.
You too, brother.
All right, our next guest on the Friday the 13th podcast is our very interesting and often spooky VA reporter, Mr. Jonathan Kopanger.
Happy Friday the 13th.
I know, right? Okay.
I love it.
And I love spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Right? In fact, we're both kind of freaks. I think we both,
okay.
You know.
We were in the Navy. It kind of goes.
We like the freaky, spooky stuff. Let me read the lead of your article if I can.
Yeah.
Because
good luck with those two words.
I want to try to get through this. Whether you're periscavidicatriaphobic,
yeah,
or suffer from frigatriscaidecaphobia,
yeah, it's fun to say.
I got frigophobia. Okay, whether you have either of those conditions, today probably just isn't your day. But did you know that Friday the 13th is actually bad for you? And there's scientific evidence to back it up.
Yeah, there is.
So I now turn to you, kind sir. What the hell kind of scientific evidence is there to support the fact that a mere date is bad for our health?
Yeah. So back in the 90s, in England, they decided to check this out. So they looked at Friday the 6th and Friday the 13th. Okay. So they did several years of research on this. And there were fewer people out on the road on Friday the 13th than there were on Friday the 6th, but more accidents happened on Friday the 13th than they did on Friday the 6th. You have 50, your chances of having an accident grow by 52% if you go out on Friday the 13th. So it is bad for you.
And thanks for freaking telling me that, like, hours before my drive home today.
Right?
Like, good luck with that, man. Good luck with that. Okay, so research has proven a higher risk of getting in a car accident today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. What else?
So in my research, I realized that both Fridays and the number 13 are bad luck. So why? Going back to the number 13, if we do the 13, and mathematicians have come up with this, there's a hole that I want to poke in their theory, but maybe you'll figure that out too. Ancient man, had 10 fingers and 2 feet. So the highest they could count would be number 12. I guess they didn't have toes. I don't know if those came in later, but that's beside the point.
Wait, hold on. Say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ancient man, we had 10 fingers.
This is what mathematicians have come up with.
And 10 toes.
No. 10 fingers, but 2 feet. So the highest you could count would be 12. I don't see that that's realistic.
Right.
But this is what my research came up with.
Because I think if you count any other appendages, you could come up 13.
And that's probably unlucky for you. But I'm just saying. So that's right. Why you have like a day is made up with 2 12-hour, half days. There were 12 apostles. There were like 12 tribes of Israel. There's 12 months to a year. There's 12 zodiac signs. So 12, 12, 12, 12, 12 through history is what you get. So, of course, that means 13 is going to be unlucky.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. So then modern culture, we're supposed to be advanced. 80% of high rises in the United States do not have a 13th floor.
I knew that.
Yeah. Most airports, most hospitals, they don't use like a gate 13 or there's not another number room or a 13th room.
Right.
They just don't use it. And then this one I really liked. If you have 13 letters in your name, you're basically cursed. You're considered cursed. And let's think about this. I'll name up a few.
Okay.
And just follow along. Jack the Ripper. There's 13 letters. Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, Theodore Bundy, Albert DeSalvo, all 13. Adolf Hitler. You're thinking that's only 12. Nope. His original name was Adolphus Hitler. So that's 13.
13.
Yeah.
Wait, but wouldn't that just be like, if you have 13 letters in your name, you're an a-
Well, definitely the people I listed, yes.
Okay.
It's extremely.
But there were other instances of people that had early demise or got into trouble or had some other bad stuff in their life. And
people
they had-
just did not want to name their kid a name that had 13 letters. You just don't do it.
And maybe go back through like your list of people that have had really horrible luck and count the letters in their name.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Give it a shot today.
All right. Okay.
So then why Friday is bad. The Bible has a lot of history with Friday being bad. Garden of Eden. Supposedly it was on a Friday that Eve tempted Adam with the forbidden fruit.
The Friday's a Greco-Roman calendar thing, right? I mean, they didn't have Friday when...
You backtrack. I'm just saying what I found. Yeah, I'm not saying this is true. I'm just saying that I found it. And we go back, the Great Flood supposedly started on a Friday. I don't know how they know this, but supposedly it did. Tower of Babel, you know all that? The builders?
Yep.
They were cursed on a Friday. And Solomon's temple was destroyed on a Friday. And the one that we can you know, have good backup on, the crucifixion took place on a Friday.
Yeah, you know, we do honor the day called Good Friday, which is anything but good.
Then on the pagan side of thing, Romans did their executions on Fridays. But then if you go to the Christian side of it, that was the Sabbath. So if you did anything besides anything Christian on the Sabbath, you weren't going to get God's blessing. So it kind of morphed into a cursed day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff. Can I just, I don't know, can I wrap this up by saying that the irony here is if like ancient people counted 10 fingers, 2 feet, making 12 the perfect number, and I want to count my 13th appendage, the irony there is that if I actually find some amorous reason or some, you know, romantic interlude, they call that getting lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, yet I'm using the 13th appendage, and that is a very unlucky.
A baker's dozen is a very lucky thing because you get 13 donuts. So it really just depends how you look at it.
Wow. Either it's the worst thing in the world or it's the 13th donut. Yep. I love it. Awesome. Great reporting. Jonathan Kopanger, I will always be amused by this day after this story.
Thank and you. I'll be amused by your 13th appendage.
Hey, wait. That's not funny. All right, our next guest in the Friday the 13th hot seat, our very own managing editor, Mr. Chaz Henry. How are you?
Good, good. And doing okay so far on the 13th?
Yes, yes. So far we have had zero...
Knocking on...
We've had zero workplace fatalities thus far.
That's right.
But the day's not over as this podcast is being recorded, so hold our breath. You have actually not so much a scary Friday the 13th story, but kind of a cool military history angle to it. Tell me about it.
This has to do with my dad, who in the latter part of World War II, 1944 and 45, fought with the Army's 13th Armored Division.
Huh.
And, you know, given the problems some people have with, you know, being wary of the 13th, they sort of went overboard in sort of putting it in your face.
Right.
And there was the Black Cat Division. Okay, so, you know, the fear of black cats, and they had one particular logo that had a black cat under an open ladder with an open umbrella on top of it. There may even have been a banana peel, right. I think, below the ladder. And so they were just sort of, you know, turning it around and saying, you know, maybe we'll be your bad luck enemy, you know.
That is awesome. Talk to me about the logo, too. You said there's one other aspect of it that I remember you explaining. There was the black cat, and it was holding...
Okay, this was in a yearbook that my dad had from his division, and there was a cartoon of a black cat holding a little Nazi mouse. This little mouse had a Nazi armband, as I recall, on one of its legs. The cat's holding it by its tail over a frying pan.
Nice.
So they were bringing the bad cat bad luck, the black cat bad luck to the Germans.
Well, that is good. And actually, that's the luckiest damn story we've heard among all of them about Friday the 13th. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Turned out to be lucky for my dad. He came back okay.
All right, and our final unlucky reporter to sit in the Friday the 13th hot seat, Mr. Matt St. Singh.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm not bad. How about yourself?
I'm good. But the day's not over yet, so let's... Fingers crossed.
Get through it, yeah.
Or whatever we got to do to make sure this day works out in our favor. Your story I found interesting, and allow me, may I take the lead?
Please do.
The wrong screw used in the bone of one patient. An incorrectly severed tendon in another. Two surgeries so botched, someone opted for amputation instead.
Oh, man. I'm on the edge of my seat.
What the hell are you talking about in this article?
I'm talking about a VA hospital in Tongass, Maine. Now, there's been a horrifying report come out from USA Today, and you can read this all on connectingvets.com. a single podiatrist, a foot doctor, a doctor of podiatry.
A sole podiatrist?
The sole podiatrist. Thank you. Thank you. I added that in the article, too.
I saw your
There's horrible. No pun beneath me, my friend. Yeah, so this one guy, Thomas Franchini, a podiatrist, is responsible for 88 separate incidents. He was allowed to quietly resign from the VA in Tongass, Maine, and now operates a podiatry practice in New York City. Now,
Whoa.
So all these things we talked about before, the severing of the tendon, the wrong screw, the botched surgeries, that's all this guy. And he's not practicing in New York City. Now, one would ask...
And hold on, yeah, pause.
Sure, sure, sure.
And this is real. Like, this is not just, fake news or made for fiction or parody.
This is an investigation done by USA Today, and we link to it. You can go read it yourself. And it's harrowing, some of these details. It's gross.
Wow.
Yeah,
I almost feel bad for, taking such a soft shoe approach to the intro to the story because this S is real.
Yeah. Whoa. These are actual people. A woman actually got her leg and foot amputated because the surgeries were so messed up.
So let's just take that one for example.
Yeah.
So she has surgery and we're talking like it was so messed up during the surgery that she's like, no, just cut it off. Or she had complications that were so difficult that she later went back and preferred to.
Yeah. So it was an ankle that needed to be reset. And the podiatrist tried twice to reset it and screwed up both times. And the pain was so bad that the patient, she opted to actually get it amputated.
Ugh.
Yeah. I can only imagine. I can only imagine that kind of pain.
That is horrible. And then press fast forward on the story, and he was dismissed by the VA? I mean, they fired him?
Well, he was allowed to quietly resign, and the state of Maine, the body who licensed the podiatrist, never knew about it in the first place. So
how is that? How is it possible?
It just has to do with the bureaucracy within the VA and how it would have been embarrassing. It would have been a black guy on the Tongass, Maine, to let it happen. All these cases 88 separate times just with this one podiatrist, by the way. And so they just wanted him to get out the door ushered quietly, but he was able to cross a border or two and open up shop in New York City, which is horrible to think about.
Is the guy still in business?
As far as I know, yeah, he is. Maybe not after today. I would hope not.
Yeah. What's his name again?
If you're in the New York City area and you have foot pain, do not go to Thomas Franchini. I can't recommend it. But this is getting some action on Capitol Hill, where the House Veteran Affairs Committee Chairman, Representative Phil Rowe, who's a medical doctor himself, he has said, as a physician, I find this deeply troubling. So him and two other Republican lawmakers, Kathy McMorris Rogers from Washington, as well as Bruce Poliquin from Maine, are getting their hands in it, and they're introducing legislation that would require the VA to notify the state licensing bodies whenever there's been a malpractice or a mistake within the care.
Now, in creating that legislation, do they open the door to the fact that the patient can report
Absolutely.
Such a situation? Because let's face it, if I make a mistake here making this podcast and I'm duty-bound and obligated to report all mistakes made in producing of all podcasts, I might overlook a few of the mistakes I've made, even in our very conversation right now, and not report them. Yeah. I mean, they allow the victims here to report these problems.
This bill would require the VA to notify the state boards itself. I'm not sure if it has to do with the VA has to notify the patient. I know with this case, with this podiatrist and with this VA facility, many patients were not aware of it. And the state of Maine definitely wasn't aware of it. And so they're just trying to close that loophole. It's pretty outrageous to think about it, but I'm glad it's getting the attention it needs on Capitol Hill.
All right, Matt. Well, I am glad you're covering stories like this, and I'm glad that you are giving them the attention that they deserve.
We will go ahead and put our best foot forward as best as we can following this story. I can't resist myself.
Another pun!
I can't resist myself.
I wouldn't press your luck with those bad jokes on Friday the 13th. And so concludes the Friday the 13th episode of Vet Story. Of course, if you want to read the stories we discussed, you can always check them out at connectingvets.com. And remember, even if you're not superstitious, sometimes it can pay to be just a little stitious. May you have good luck, a good night, and I'll talk to you again on connectingvets.com. Did you hear that? No. Is there someone at the door?